Today's Noon News is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It is 63 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar's renewing hopes that a ceasefire in the Middle East could be in sight. President Biden said he passed that message on to Israeli leaders.
I told the Prime Minister of Israel yesterday, let's also make this moment an opportunity to seek a path to peace.
Sinwar was considered one of the biggest obstacles to a ceasefire. Hamas still holding hostages, says they will not be returned until there is a ceasefire and Israel pulls out of Gaza. Vice President Kamala Harris has campaign events today in Michigan. Same with former President Trump. He holds a rally tonight in Detroit. About 13,000 utility customers in Northern California woke up without power. Pacific Gas and Electric cut the power to prevent equipment from sparking wildfires with dry weather and strong winds expected. And NHTSA will investigate Tesla's full self-driving system after reports of accidents in low visibility conditions. This is ABC News, 100 miles away. A Texas man who was sentenced to death has been spared at the 11th hour by a ruling from the state Supreme Court.
The 57-year-old had already been transferred 150 miles from his cell to a room adjacent to the Texas death chamber when Robert Robertson learned of his reprieve.
He was shocked, to say the least.
Amanda Hernandez of the Texas Department of Criminal Justice.
He praised God and he thanked his supporters.
Among them, the members of a Texas House committee that subpoenaed Robertson to testify before a hearing Monday.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. The Los Angeles Dodgers, one win away from the World Series after beating the New York Mets 10-2 in the National League Championship Series. New life for the Cleveland Guardians. They were moments away from going down 2-0, but rallied to force extra innings. And then...
swung on, hit high, hit deep to left. There she goes!
That gave the Guardians a 7-5 win. Game 4 is tonight. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscat 8 Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It calls for sunny skies, breezy conditions, and quite mild today, a high of 70, with south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, a low of 42, and tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer, a high of 74, with south-southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, it is a sunny 64 degrees, and we have westerly winds at 11 miles per hour.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 64 degrees in Richland Center at 12:09. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. High winds paired with drought conditions are taking over the state today, putting our area in a fire danger. This means that even a cigarette butt tossed into the grass or woods could start a wildfire. Here's Amy Penn with the Wisconsin DNR.
Right now, we're just happen to be at a time where we don't have enough rain. So just sort of a little bit of a dry spell. So that's really what's going on right now, is it's a dry spell. This week, we actually have had a couple fires started from mowing operations, you know, so it has to be pretty dry before that can cause a wildfire. So it's kind of where we are. Got dry leaves, that things are drying out in the woods. But before the snow falls, there's this period again where we tend to have elevated fires, whether that's from people burning debris or, you know, warming fires when hunting. I mean, using equipment, there are a lot of causes, but number one cause is debris burning. The second cause is usually equipment.
Winds are gusting up to 30 miles per hour and can rapidly spread a spark. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center reports there is a 60% chance that a weak La Nina will develop this autumn and could last until March. La Nina is part of a natural climate cycle that can cause extreme weather across the planet. Northern parts of South America could see more rain than usual. Southern regions of the U.S. and parts of Mexico could be drier than average. And the northern tier of the U.S. and southern Canada could be wetter than average. Tonight is the Wisconsin Senate debate between Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde. Both candidates have been making multiple appearances across the state in recent days. With Baldwin in western Wisconsin for several stops early in the week, it is one of the most expensive races for U.S. Senate in the country, with polls showing the race getting closer as November approaches. You can listen to tonight's debate at 7 on the free Civic Media app and several other stations in the network. Vice President Kamala Harris brought her presidential campaign back to Wisconsin Thursday with stops on three college campuses. Israel's war in the Mideast intersected with presidential politics in Milwaukee at UW-Milwaukee, where Harris commented on the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar in the Israeli military. She said the United States, Israel, and the entire world are better off, and said Sinwar was responsible for the killing of thousands of innocent people. Protesters opposing U.S. support of Israel's war in Gaza were outside the UWM Student Union. There were no reports of any arrest, and Harris moved on to campaign events in La Crosse and Green Bay. In La Crosse, Harris was back to touting her plans for her presidency, if elected, saying she'll offer a leg up for young Americans and first-time homeowners. She also called out Donald Trump for being an unserious candidate and accused him of planning to cut social services for Americans. She also urged people to register to vote. In Manitowoc County, charges are filed in the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. During a brief Thursday press conference, District Attorney Jacqueline LeBray detailed the charges against the little boy's mother, Katrina Bauer, and her boyfriend, Jesse Vang. Vang is being charged with physical abuse of a child, repeated acts causing death, hiding a corpse, and obstructing an officer. Katrina Bauer is being charged with chronic neglect of a child, consequences of death, child neglect, and obstructing an officer. A bail hearing is scheduled for Friday afternoon. Skeletal remains found last month were confirmed to be those of Elijah, who went missing from Vang's Two Rivers apartment in February. The DA also asked that the media and the public respect the privacy of Elijah's family as they navigate this heartbreaking time. The project team conducted the first bridge demolition blast yesterday morning of the old Wisconsin 130-133 bridge in Lone Rock. Crews will continue removing the bridges and excavating the old roadway corridor the next several weeks. Trucks will continue to enter and exit the work zone at the Wisconsin 130 Long Island staging area access. Please take caution when driving through the work zone. The north channel of the river remains open. The south channel remains closed. Once crews remove the southernmost steel truss from the river, the south channel will be opened and the north channel will be closed for bridge demolition. This is planned to happen in the next 1 to 2 weeks. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to participate in candlelight events this fall and experience state-managed properties in a new light. State parks, forests, trails, and recreation areas provide the perfect backdrop for enjoying autumn in Wisconsin, especially at night. This fall's candlelight events are underway and will be held through November 2nd. Candlelight hikes are held on trails illuminated by candles, torches, or similar light sources. Hikes may be self-guided or led by park staff or knowledgeable volunteers. Trail length and surface types can vary. However, visitors of all experience levels are encouraged to attend. Most events include additional activities, such as pumpkin carving, campfires, and other family-friendly entertainment. Hot chocolate, cider, and other refreshments will be available for sale or by donation. Some events will have grills for cooking food or fires for roasting marshmallows. Mirror Lake State Park will host a Halloween candlelight mystery hike Saturday, and a hike at Governor Nelson State Park will be held Friday, October 25th. A full list of fall candlelight hikes can be found on the DNR's events calendar. The Deke Slate Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum in Sparta will host Sharing Space with Deke, featuring Hoot Gibson. Gibson was hired as an astronaut in 1978, the first class not selected by Deke Slayton in 20 years. During his 18-year career at NASA, he flew five missions, four of them as mission commander aboard the space shuttles Challenger, Columbia, Atlantis, and Endeavour. His final space flight was the first mission to rendezvous and dock with the Russian space station Mir. In 1995, Hoot also participated in Formula One airplane racing, often seeing Deke racing as well. Sharing Space with Deke, a live virtual conversation with astronaut Hoot Gibson, will be held Sunday from 3 to 4. You may attend in person at the Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum or via Zoom. The cost to attend is $10. Tickets may be purchased at the museum or online at DekeSlateMuseum.org. Dane County will host the final of four walks to defeat ALS that have taken place across Wisconsin. ALS Association Development Director Aaron Hill says the walks are important to the ALS community. Hill says Wisconsin, an incredibly generous place, and walks in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and the Northeast have been a success. Sunday's walk takes place in Fitchburg. More information is available on walktodefeatals.org. It's 64 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1216. Here on WRCO, we are celebrating 75 years of broadcasting. That's next on our news at noon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes family practitioner Dr. Sydney Anderson.
Working on different chronic and acute illnesses that people come in for, and being able to work with grandparents and their children and their grandchildren and be able to see families throughout their entire life. And so just forming those relationships, getting to know patients and working and partnering with them to be the healthiest they can be throughout their lives.
For more info about Dr. Anderson, visit ramchealth.com.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional, friendly, stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
It's 65 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. In celebration of the 75th anniversary of WRCO going on the air, Richland County Historical Society President Ken Thede has a special program.
Special Richland County Historical Society History Moment. This is for today, October 18th, 2024. Here's the rest of the story. 5 years ago, Ron Fruit gave a presentation to Arch, Ancestors of Richland County Hills, at the Brewer Library on 70 years of WRCO Radio. Now, 5 years later, WRCO Radio is celebrating 75 years on the air. The question is to be asked, how does someone pay tribute to an icon like WRCO Radio for 75 years in our area and community dating back to October 18, 1949? It was 2 minutes after 12 noon that AM 1450 signed on the air. The first voice you heard was that of Robert Bodden. So many voices have graced the airwaves since, it would be difficult to name them all. In addition, so many individuals have played significant roles behind the mic with their key jobs and tasks for the station. To all these people, a sincere appreciation for their contributions in making WRCO Radio what it is today. Yet it would be important in covering recent history to recognize two such individuals for their roles that they have made with WRCO Radio. They would be most noted by many who listen to the radio for a 10-minute time slot from 7:20 to 7:30 a.m. every weekday morning for nearly three decades. It would be Ron and Phil in the Morning, a simple, usually unscripted segment when these two gentlemen simply put everyone at ease, talking about anything that came to mind, and the public enjoyed these precious moments. It gave you a good feeling inside and started off your day on a positive note. First to be mentioned would be Phil Nee, who began at WRCO Radio in 1986. With his wit and creativity from the latter 1980s to becoming the longtime early morning sign-on, running until midday as the on-air personality. As well, countless sports broadcasts of all types. And of course, the classic Saturday evening program, Those Were the Days. And now also, Phil serves as the station manager for WRCE. As it was just a few years ago, he took over following the sale of the station by Ron and Beth Fruit of Fruit Broadcasting, LLC, for them having been co-owners since 1994. Ron had his start in radio while still in high school at Richland Center and went on to develop a strong working relationship with partner Peter Athanas. Mr. Athanas was key in those early years for his leadership role with WRCO Radio. The first owner of WRCO Radio dates back to 1949, who was then Arthur Overgaard from Elroy, Wisconsin, which for the O in WRCO stands for Overgaard. A brief time in the 1960s, a local businessman, Hala Peebles, owned the station. And then in 1967, he would sell to the Moore family from Milwaukee, along with the Athanas family, WRCO would grow. Secondly, of notoriety, would be Mr. Ron Fruit, who genuinely, as the key individual that trademarked WRCO, his to be remembered fondly for interviewing skills, putting guests at ease in front of the microphone, whether it be on the morning show or from a remote location. Renowned were his speaking skills, his credits being involved in forensics in high school as a key part to his success. Ron and Beth Fruit developed WRCO over the past three decades into what would be quoted directly from Ron Fruit's Broadcasting Hall of Fame recognition, profiling it as this, and I quote, "One of the strongest examples of local radio in the entire nation," end quote. That, of course, was referring to WRCO Radio. A few years ago, Civic Media Incorporated, which promotes a talk format, purchased WRCO Radio, which provides a classic hits format, and its WRCO FM as a full-service, country-centered station with a blend of country favorites. For many years, WRCO will be remembered for their slogan, Country and Community, with the latter defining WRCO. It is community, truly being the integral key component to the success of this local southwestern Wisconsin radio station. Arguably, many will recall back in 2007, the flooding Pine River, and how that singular, significant event served as a prime example for WRCO Radio. What it was about. This, of course, brought about the eventual move from 211 Bowman Drive on southeast portion of the city as historic flooding would once again change the landscape. The eventual move would be to where the station is located now on Highway 14 East next to Simpson Tractor. Although the station is no longer located there at 2111, it can still be found as a primary landline communication by telephone. Not just a coincidence, because that landline number has been the longtime number for WRCO Radio at 647-2111. And of course, you'll remember calling Trivia on a regular basis at 647-4155. Still, it was that a move was necessary, and this time a temporary location in downtown Richland Center, next to the Richland County Bank, while sharing half the building with a nonprofit, Walk with Grace, for what would be about a year. And this is how the building that now houses Wallace Cooper and Elliott Insurance, north of the courthouse, served WRCO Radio and the community. Community. This is the direct connection that WRCO Radio has with Richland County and the greater surrounding area. It was not just the continued broadcast during that emergency. It's so much more. What is it rather then? Well, it's regular programming. It's things like birthdays and anniversaries at 7:30 in the morning. It's the obituaries at noon that you listen to for the details. If you're an early riser, you'll acknowledge the daily aerobic polka that's part of the long-running features at about 5:15 a.m. From the weekday morning show at 9 o'clock to the Saturday morning's prime mover running from 8:30 to 10. This is community. There are those that cherished listening to Ray Schrader for over 40 years on his classic Saturday afternoon program, Reminiscing with Ray. Who can forget the annual holiday tunes transformed from a yearly overview of all of the radio station personalities that year? Everything from a wide variety of local sports broadcasts and area events with programs that annually would take place, like Walk with Grace or the Wisconsin High School Rodeo that was matched up with June Dairy Days. And not too long ago, for nearly two decades, it was Star Spangled Celebration. Certainly listening to the Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers. And if you're old enough, you'll even remember when the Braves baseball was on the air. That early connection was WRCO Radio. From a humble beginning in 1949 with AM programming on frequency 1450 to August of 1965 when an FM 100.9 was added, and now, most recently, 107.7, which provides a translator station for the AM dial and mimics the programming on 1450. Travel back with me, if you will, to 2111 Bowman Drive. Can you visualize that white block brick building that was there for so many years? The parking lot out in front. A massive tower to the east of that building that's still there today. If those memories you can recall, when you drove by the station, the building that once was WRCO Radio is now gone. Still, you can see the many varieties of vehicles that once were parked out in front. Of course, that was all part of the business process, like the remote broadcasts. And who can forget the colorful AMC Gremlin hatchbacks carrying the ABC logo along with WRCO Radio on the door panels. Later, WRCO would become an affiliate with CBS. But the building remained the same. Oh, not quite the same, because there were some additions, of course. You could recall walking into the building with the front entrance, and as you walked in the entryway, you could have visualized that lobby with a half semicircular counter. If you had the opportunity to walk to the back and see the control room, you would pass through a massive shelving, archived records in their vinyl library. Off to the left, there were the office desks. They were there, leading you to Studio A, where the interviews would take place. And of course, the all-important Studio B, where the on-the-air broadcasts were orchestrated. In those early years, it was commonly a half-hour community-oriented program that aired. Later, though, perhaps you'll remember that there were some programs like, oh, say, Uncle Bob's Children's Program. That dates back to 1949. Or can you still hear the classic clip from one of the advertisements by Orly Baker for the Boscobel State Bank. Well, you know, time is up for now. The countless advertisements from local businesses with jingles and catchphrases that still ring in your memory. That is WRCO Radio. On a personal note, to close out this special edition of a Richland County Historical Society History Moment, I want to give credit and a genuine thank you to Mr. Ron Fruit, who 3 years ago requested from me a weekly local history story. It could run from, say, 3 to 5 minutes, he said, and with each week a new topic of significance and memories. Could we do something like Paul Harvey, he said, where he used to say the rest of the story? Well, to sign off from this, a very special segment, recognizing 75 years of WRCO Radio, as Paul Harvey would famously say, good day.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit ArnesonRepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? Bring your littles to Corton, Maine as we are having our annual Photos with Santa coming up on November 9th from noon to 2. After photos, children can decorate cookies provided by Corton, Maine. Photos will be taken by Mary Kate Photography. We can't wait to see you on November 9th from noon to 2 at Corton, Maine in downtown Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's 27 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Friday afternoon, the 18th of October. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Ann Pine, 88 of Lone Rock, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mary Ann Pine is survived by her husband, Kenneth, 5 children, Debbie and Marlon Hornby, Marcia and Kevin Cook, Kelly and Bill Doudna, Kevin Pine and Christy Walter, and Ricky Pine and Julie Muller. 15 grandchildren, 16 great-grandchildren, a great-great-grandchild, and many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Russell S. Melvin, 62 of Avoca, died September 21st at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 2 at the Lone Rock Community Center. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family. Survivors of Russell Melvin include 4 children, Gabe Schutz of Avoca, Luke and Michaela Melvin of Lone Rock, Jonas Melvin of Lone Rock, and Chelsea Melvin of Mount Horeb. 6 grandchildren, his father, Donald and Barb Melvin of Lafarge, a brother, Kurt Melvin of Alaska, other relatives and friends. Russell S. Melvin, 62, of Avoca. Jacqueline Ann, Jackie McCulloch, age 77, died October 10th after a long illness. A celebration of life will be held Sunday at noon at the Mount Zion Pub near Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Boscobel Rescue Squad. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Jackie McCulloch is survived by her husband of 52 years, Arnold, 2 daughters, Brenda and Jim Danes and Sarah and B.J. Halverson, 2 sons, John and Kathleen McCulloch and Jeff and Kathy McCulloch, 17 grandchildren, many great-grandchildren, 3 sisters, Don and David Waugh, Connie and Robert Langan, and Tracy Magyar, 3 sisters-in-law, Donna Elliott, Joyce and Mike Stimson, and Jane Jones, also many nieces and nephews, Jacqueline Ann, Jackie McCulloch, age 77. Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center, died Saturday at Soldiers Grove Healthcare. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 until 5 at the Phoenix Center Banquet Hall in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Jan Shelby is survived by her husband of 55 years, Robert, 2 children, Kimberly and Martin Johnson of Richland Center, and Eric and Jill Shelby of Arena, 5 grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, a brother, Larry and Julie Peterson of Viola, sister Colleen of California, and many other relatives and friends. Janice M. Shelby, 76, of Richland Center. Robert Charles Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center, died September 3rd after a courageous battle with frontotemporal degeneration. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 2 until 5 in the West Commons at the Richland Center High School, with a time of sharing to be held at 4. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the family to be used to rejuvenate the Richland Center High School prairie that he planted, as well as a donation to the Aldo Leopold Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Bob Rosencrans is survived by his wife, Connie, 2 children, Megan of Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Brock and Casey Metcalf of Laval, his sister, Corliss Rosencrans of New Jersey. Robert Charles, Bob Rosie Rosencrans, 69, of Richland Center. Donald M. Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville. The mass will be live-streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Sunday from 3 to 6. Friends may also call at the church Monday from 10 until the time of mass at 11 with the rosary at 9:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be given to the family or GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Survivors of Toad Kelly include his wife Bonnie, 3 children, Courtney and Greg Dahlke of Reedsburg, Andy Lewis of Amherst, and Clint and Katie Kelly of Belleville, 6 grandchildren, a brother, Jerry and Brenda Kelly of Michigan, a sister, Stacy and Kenny Adams of Portage, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Donald M., Toad Kelly, 72, of Ithaca. Eva Lou Anier, 88, of Union Grove and formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Hospice Alliance in Pleasant Prairie. A funeral service will be held Monday at noon at the Polnisek Daniels Funeral Home in Union Grove. Friends may call at the Polnisek Daniels Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Eva Lou Anier is survived by her son, David and Deborah Anier, 3 grandchildren, a great-grandchild, 2 sisters-in-law, Barbara Meeker and Betty and Bob Kropp, nieces and nephews and grandnieces and nephews, special friends Harriet Hendricks and Tyrone and Karen Thoen, other relatives, and friends. Eva Lou Anier, 88 of Union Grove and formerly of Richland Center. Sharon Hess, 78 of Loganville, died Saturday after a short illness. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Tuesday at St. Patrick's Catholic Church, Loretto. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 4:30 until 8, where the rosary will be prayed at 7:45. Friends may also call at St. Patrick's Catholic Church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sharon Hess is survived by four children, Tony and Carol, Andy and Becky, Steve and Linda, and Sarah and Keith Bowell, nine grandchildren, siblings, Bernie and Wendy Rigo, Rosemary Primo, Jeannie and Mel Cope, Art Hess, Jack and Mary Hess, Susie Anderson, and Arlen and Buzzy and Mary Hess. Sharon Hess, 78 of Loganville.
Crashes will happen. Luckily, there's Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist in Boscobel. Bob's, with more than 40 years of experience combined with a modern facility, making all the difference for you. And five-star reviews for Bob's repair work ranges from great work done quickly to I wouldn't take my vehicle anywhere else. If you expect quality products and services, you'll want to call Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialist at 608-375-4434 or stop in at Bob's on Highway 61, Boscobel.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. It's tailgate time. Nathan's Angus Beef Franks, 11 ounces, $3.75. Bockler's Fully Cooked Brats, $4 a pound. Beef Sirloin Kebab Meat, $7 a pound. Smithfield Baby Back Ribs, $2.75 a pound. Hormel Flavored Pork Tenderloins, $2 a pound. Old Wisconsin Brats, 24-ounce package, $7.75. Cut Up Chicken Pieces, 85 cents a pound, or case price of 75 cents a pound. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Mel and Linda Felton, Steve and Linda Davidson, Brandon and Lori Lee, Nordine and Julie Putz, Randy and Danita Murdoch, Jamie and Stacy Lassicky, and Thomas Barna and Mary Bradford. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope you're having a great Friday, everybody. What a beautiful fall day once again, with sunshine being noted across most of the Midwest. We do see a band of clouds go back across the western plains up through the Dakotas into northwest Minnesota into Canada along a front. The bulk of the energy with that system will slide by well north of us over the next 24 hours. Could bring a few rain showers to extreme northwest Wisconsin. The rest of the state looking at dry and mild weather for the weekend. Sunday probably the warmest of the 2 days. Temperatures could be soaring to near summer-like levels, getting a good 20 degrees above normal. It'll stay warm into early next week, then a second cold front should move across our region Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. That'll bring us a bit better chance of a couple of rain showers, followed by some gusty winds and much colder weather as we head into Wednesday and possibly Thursday as well. But overall, the rain amounts in this 7-day forecast looking pretty low, so that fire danger is likely to stay rather high. Please be careful out there with that. Now, for the rest of today, sunny, breezy, and mild, with highs reaching the upper 60s to around 70, south wind between 10 and 20. Tonight, clear skies, low down to 42 with light south winds. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, and warmer, high 74, wind south to southwest at 10 to 15. As we head into Sunday, another beautiful day with sunshine and warm conditions, low in the upper 40s with a high near 77. Monday, mostly sunny, feeling like summer, low at 48, high all the way up to 79. Tuesday, partly sunny with a slight chance of a light shower, low at 49 degrees, high near 72. Wednesday, chance of showers throughout the morning, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy later on, windy and much cooler, low in the mid-40s with a high near 55, and next Thursday mostly sunny with lighter winds, low in the upper 20s, high near 57. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 66, our low this morning was 37. Our high so far for the day is our current temperature of 66. The record high for this date was set in 1947 and 89. The record low 16 was set in 1952. Last year's high was 63 with a low of 42. Sunset tonight will be at 6:14 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:20. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 5 to 6 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.29 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 66 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Ag researchers in Arkansas suggest breeding improvements will pay off better for rice farmers than a bigger crop. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You met Dr. Lanier Nally in yesterday's show.
He and a colleague at the University of Arkansas did a study showing that breeding rice for less kernel breakage will help farmers earn way more than a bigger yield.
Currently, when we have broken kernels, producers get roughly 60% of the value of a whole kernel.
Nally says that's because broken kernels seldom get used for human consumption. He adds that the genetics are already there to improve rice quality to a level that would make a huge difference.
If we could raise all varieties at the state of Arkansas based on historical plantings and historical yield, so not changing yield, we could feed 3.5 million more people through just an increase in head rice yield. When I say just an increase, it's not really increasing because the university already has those genetics. And those genetics were a product of probably 20 years of hard work by our plant breeders and our plant physiologists.
Nally was featured in the Arkansas Food, Farms, and Forests podcast. To hear more, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small-town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiderers in Plain. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiderers can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiderers still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiderers, your great big store with small town smiles.
The outlook for exports to India looks good. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. First, an agronomy expert says he has high expectations for the 2024 harvest season. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has more from Corteva's Johnston, Iowa headquarters.
Beans really wrapping up, and honestly, corn wrapping up here really fast as well.
Pioneer's Brandon Walter says the harvest pace has been exceptionally quick, and yields have been better than expected across many areas of the Corn Belt.
Specifically here in Iowa, obviously, certain areas have a little bit more variability. You get up in northwest Iowa, a little bit more wet up there, so a little bit tougher conditions, but overall, really optimistic yields right now that we're hearing from farmers across the Corn Belt.
He tells Brownfield conditions were variable throughout the growing season.
Had a lot of adequate rainfalls for the most part, and then here we got really dry kind of towards the end of the year.
I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
The president of Iowa Farm Bureau sees enormous potential for U.S. ag exports to India. Brent Johnson was part of an Iowa trade delegation that visited that country last month.
They've got a middle class that's coming. It's not there yet, but 500 million people. And as those folks have additional spending ability for food, for protein, and so trade is going to be a part of their future conversation.
Johnson tells Brownfield that India, like the U.S., is a protectionist country when it comes to trade.
That's easy to relate to. So how are our current and future relationships going to play into those decisions? And I think it's important to spend a little bit of time now so that as India grows economically, they can look to the United States, look to Iowa's farmers as those potential partners.
Johnson says India currently imports ethanol, dried distillers grains, and soybean meal from the U.S. USDA reports a trio of new U.S. export sales to end the week. Unknown destinations bought more than 290,000 tons of soybeans and 125,000 tons of U.S. corn. Mexico purchased just over 20,000 tons of U.S. soybean oil, all for delivery this marketing year. That's the third day in a row with an announced sale of U.S. corn, putting the running total for this marketing year at nearly 1.8 million tons. USDA is also reporting a generally strong week for U.S. export sales. Several key commodities had solid week-to-week improvements, including corn, soybeans, wheat, sorghum, cotton, and beef, and a marketing year high for rice. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Check out the Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins mornings and afternoons online at Brownfield Ag News and on our social media and YouTube channels.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
A slow end of the week for direct cash cattle and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet and isn't expected to do much to finish out the week following Thursday's active day. For the week, Southern live deals are marked at $187 to mostly $188, steady to $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the north were at mostly $296. That's fully steady with the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef is higher at midday on good demand. And for moderate off, range choice up $1.33 at $320.59. Select is $1.23 higher at $294.75. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, there was a higher undertone noted on steers 800 pounds and heavier. Feeder heifers 900 to 1,000 pounds were steady to $3 lower. The USDA says there was a consignment of very light flesh steers that brought top dollar. Demand was good with many large load lots of heavier feeders. Feeder supply included 49% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers 759 to 775 pounds brought $253 to $258. Feeder steers 858 to 869 pounds brought $253.50 to $257.50. Medium and large on feeder heifers, 956 to 967 pounds, brought 209.50 to 213.50. Cash hogs are sharply lower with very light negotiated purchases. The cash market has had back-to-back weeks of pretty lackluster business. Processors haven't been as aggressive in their procurement efforts, and that showed up in both prices and negotiated business. Domestic demand has struggled with consistency, and it's adding uncertainty in the market. Global demand, though, continues to be a bright spot. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $3.68 with a base range of $69 to $76 and a weighted average of $72.03. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60, and pork values are higher at midday, up $1.48 at $97.89. Bellies, hams, and ribs were all sharply higher. Loins were lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6444. 4490.
What you need to know about cranberries. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Cranberry harvest is in full swing. Lisa Potter with Cutler Cranberry Company in Wisconsin says there are a few things consumers should know about the tart berry. One of those is that there's two different types of cranberries grown.
Most growers do one or the other. They either grow cranberries for processed products or they grow cranberries for the fresh cranberry market. We thought that it might be a good way to